October 1990. Voici Val. Il ne travaille pas avec Myron. Il a démissionné. Il a 24 ans. Eleanor. Hey, ça va? Val. Ça va. Eleanor. Haven't talked to you in a while. What you been up to? Val. Nothing. What are you doing? Eleanor. Getting my resume together. Val. Oh, yeah? Eleanor. Yeah, and my portfolio. It's time I fulfilled my calling and graphically designed. Val. I've never had a resume. Eleanor. That's every headhunter's great loss. Val. What's a headhunter? Eleanor. Someone who places you in the job you fear the least. Val. Why is that kind of person necessary? Eleanor. Je sais pas. How's the stereo store? Val. I quit last month. Eleanor. Oh, and you were going to tell me about this when? Val. Right now. Eleanor. Wow, you worked there. Val. A long time. Just had to move on, you know. That's all. Eleanor. Well, I might have an idea. How's the house? Val. It's still standing. Why, did you talk to my mom? Eleanor. Yeah. She didn't mention you're quitting your job. When was the last time you talked to her? Val. A couple of weeks ago. You know she dropped that euthanasia gig. Eleanor. Yeah, she said she's selling a lot of properties. Val. Yeah, she's had some offers on this box, but she's holding out for the right number. Eleanor. Maybe she's holding out on you. Val. Did she say that? Eleanor. No, I just did. You won't move to Florida? Val. Nope. Eleanor. Ça marche. Val. I was just about to eat a sandwich. Eleanor. Seafood salad? Val. Liverwurst with mayonnaise on an onion roll. Eleanor. Ça roule, I guess. Val. How's, Genevieve? Eleanor. Jenny is big-boned and striking, like Maman. Val. Oh, she goes by Jenny now. Genevieve is too girly or something? Eleanor. Yep. Val. Rodney turns into Rod, and... Eleanor. Whoops, there goes the milk. We have toddler spillage. Gotta go. When Val gave Myron his notice, it was a teary moment. Much as the man fussed and hounded, he upheld worthy standards for the devices he vended and the customers he served. After closing, they moved in two nonpareil speakers into the egg den, then bobbed and swayed together to Branford Marsalis's gut-wrenching cover of Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman. Some people eat liverwurst with mustard, lettuce, and tomato. Val hadn't tried that. This sandwich contains the first meat he's eaten in 2 weeks, and he anticipates gastric consternation. Saturdays limp along quietly without visitors. James is away, biking for the weekend. When James bought his own house near the expressway, Richie and the Billies relocated separately. They drop by frequently to hang out or play music or cards. Chez Jean Val will always be a party house as long as you can break a bottle without grief. One night, a guy named PJ cut his initials into the kitchen table, and Val simply rotated the filmy placemats 5 minutes clockwise to cover them. There's the phone again. Eleanor, I forgot to tell you I got a dog. Val, what's its name? Eleanor, I don't know yet. Naming dogs is so stupid. Val, let Jenny name her. Eleanor, she can't do that yet. Val, ask Rod. Eleanor, he hates dogs. He has a cat named Reagan. Val, okay. Eleanor, any ideas? Val, make sure it's nothing French. Eleanor. Well, if you think of one soon, call me. So his mom's waiting on him before unloading the house. Waiting for what? He could say he was waiting for something too, but that would imply he'd expended effort in a specific direction, or committed an act whose ramifications might boomerang. It's sunny, but you wouldn't know it looking out the window. The overgrown canopy in the backyard affects dangling murk. The grass had surrendered to sumac and other crawlers. A week after the Nova passed away and Madeline left, Val bought James's Volkswagen Jetta, a nimble silver two-door with pep and a built-in overly bright stereo. The car took up less room in the driveway and retained its oil. Val's not driving today, no. He's wheeling his mountain bike on an unpopulated strand. The wind is blowing in and the tide is receding. He recalls a textbook diagram with arrows depicting shoreline weather patterns. There has been, there is, so much more to this Atlantic zone, a gray-green highway for whalers, U-boats, and jet skis, and for food fish, emigres, and telecommunication cables. Patchogue men and women must have daydreamed on the shore while gathering wampum. Now, this gray-green ocean is a rocking amnestic solution for the remains of an indifferent father, and soon, for Val's petty discards. He's wearing his surplus pants with the pouched leg pockets. From one, he takes the two letters he'd reinserted in their flimsy, bordered envelopes stamped Par Avion. Miss you, thank you, said the first. Not coming back, said the second. Both rife with bisou et parfum, Madeline's own kisses and perfume. From the other pocket, he removes the bracelet of beads and the rock marked DVJ. He wades out and lets go in the backward rush. Rod, of all people, called. He needed help at work for the week. He wouldn't pay, but it might serve as an internship in technology. Val could audit the new commerce on site to see if it yanked him toward the millennium. Meet me tonight at 7 p.m., Rod had said, and don't be late. Val rode the Long Island Railroad in, and at Penn Station he took the uptown subway by mistake, then had to buy another token after crossing over, then realized he was on the wrong line, then walked underground forever to buy another token, confirmed his route with a cop, and missed the departing train. While waiting, he thought, Metro? It is too much. When he reached the surface, Wall Street was virtually empty after vomiting its day tenants. Here he is writing his name down for the watchman. He takes the elevator up. The door is open, the office is empty, and most of the lights are off. Val. Hello? Rod? He looks out the window, surprised at how high he is, then sits in a plush chair. There are many magazines in a rack. Business, finance, business, and finance. Rod. What the hell are you doing? Val. Shit, you scared me. Rod. You're 40 minutes late. Val. Sorry, I... Rod. Can it? I just stacked $500,000 worth of machines in my arms like Santa Claus, sweating my personal liability, and schlepped twice down to the basement because there was no one here to help me. I'm on a tight deadline, asshole. Val. Sorry, I messed up at... Rod. I told Eleanor this was a bad idea. Val. I'm here now. Let me help with something. Rod. With what? Have you ever even used a computer? Val. Yeah, in high school. Remember that class we had? Rod. Oh, shut up. Those were pissant calculators, not computers. Just pick up some boxes and let's go. Val. Where? Rod. Stand up, moron, and follow me. From a conference room, they remove the remaining equipment. Val sees several leftover brownies on a plate on a credenza. Rod is heavier and he's wired. He wears a navy pinstripe suit with his tie slack. There's gray in his sideburns. He's the first contemporary to show. The elevator rests at B. They get out in something more than a basement. It's a vast bunker of machines, boards, switches, and wires racked steeply along narrow aisles. Val, wow. Rod, you better believe wow. Val, so this is like a back office. Rod, no, this is Wall Street. Without this room, you don't trade, you don't reconcile, you don't talk to clients, you don't keep clients, and you don't make markets. This room is also a gold mine, and hardly anyone knows it. The companies that make this hardware and software are publicly traded. I own a bunch of their stock, thanks to the brokerage upstairs that pays me to keep their operations relevant. He drops his boxes next to the loads he previously left. Val sets his down gingerly and leans back. Rod, get off that rack! It's not ours. Val, sorry. So what's our job? Rod, first, we're going to ping the network to see which terminal isn't responding. Someone upstairs made a boo-boo today and let loose a virus. We'll identify the culprit, then scour and rearm the system. Val, what does that mean? Rod, then we practice the most beloved activity of modern capitalism. You know what that is? Val, stealing? Rod, no, moron, upgrading. I've been trying to sell new service to these guys for a year. This afternoon, some punk opened a malicious, probably pornographic email and disabled the entire network, finally convincing management they needed new product. Val, so what do I do? Rod, you don't do anything. Don't touch anything. You don't understand the stakes here. That rack behind you holds a gigabyte of backup. Now I've got 7 hours to go live so these guys can receive Asia's wisdom in the AM. He throws down his suit jacket and jabs at a keyboard. Val sits cross-legged between the totems. Val, Eleanor made you call me? Rod, made me? Val, asked you to. Rod, you've never been married, Val. You don't know how it is. Val, how is it? Rod, we can have that talk another time. Right now, my ass is on the line. You think my clients asked me nicely to come here? They reamed me out for their downtime. It didn't matter that they disregarded my guidances about the war out there, about the weaponry being designed as we speak. They didn't want to hear they were lucky that they lost only 20 minutes instead of a whole day. They just care about reading and entering good data tomorrow morning, when my reputation will continue strong or die. Ah, there you are. He glares at a monitor. The culprit is discovered, Val guesses. Rod inserts a disk in a drive and starts unpacking rapidly.
Yeah.